out of the way and get the one and only Dr. David Hughes up here on stage. Give it up for Mr. Hughes. Go back. Well, that was good information, Mr. Hall. I appreciate that, and I'll tell you, Kate, you're a champion because I don't think I would have done it. So, it's interesting when you work in a marketplace how little things like that. It's not really little, but they can make a big difference. Wouldn't y'all agree? And so I appreciate you addressing that. And it's interesting that you would say something like that. Usually, you get the out of town speaker to say it because I'm going to be gone today, right? So. I can say things like that and be gone, and you guys can hate me all you want. But I want to before I get into my training, I want to do one bit of special recognition for somebody else that has just done some amazing things in this state, and these are some people that have provided just incredible leadership, have been amazing students, and really learned this business. But someone who has continued to advance through the ranks, and they're also someone who had not only gone to executive director and to be able to help, help so many people in the executive director position, but folks, I want to have a special recognition for actually your new bronze executive directors in the state of Utah, Mark and Leslie Udy. Give them a hand, folks.
Kind of like red personalities a lot, and so instead of fighting over who gets to talk, we're fighting over no, you do it, no, you do it, no, you. Mark's gonna talk.
Lots of you have heard me speak and help do some training and on stage, but I can tell you the truth is, don't quit. It didn't happen really fast for us. In fact, we worked a long time. We stayed and stayed. I got some great advice from Mr. Hall. A few years ago, and I said, I don't know what we're doing wrong. We're doing the things, we're core. I mean, we do all 10 core commitments. We're at every event, obviously. Most of you know we're at every event. I don't think I've missed or anything for 4 years. But he said, I've never met anybody who was in Players Club 10 for 5 years that didn't earn a ring. And I said, okay, fine, I'll stay in Players Club 10. Now, there had been months, a couple, that we didn't carry over some, so we struggled right at the end of the month. But we stayed. We did whatever it took to make sure we stayed there. Well, we kept doing it and kept doing it. You never know when you're going to find that person who's ready to run and build as fast as you are. And it took us almost 4 years, over 4 years, to find that one person who wanted to run as hard and fast as we did. But I can tell you, as long as you don't quit, you'll find them. I am so grateful for the opportunity to be part of this company. This isn't right for a cop to act this way, so. But it's not about the money. And it has almost nothing to do with the money part of this business. It has to do with the people's lives that we've been able to help. Watching other people succeed and working with them is more gratifying than all the paychecks we got. Now, we're going to keep the paychecks. But the truth is, it's been so much fun watching people learn and grow and build. And the people that we get to work with, the whole marketplace is an incredible journey. Don't ever quit.
All right. Well, real quickly, I want to grab this tablecloth because we're filming this event back there. and this looks really ugly, and it makes me look ugly, so I'm going to fix that there. All right. That look better? Okay. So, well, okay, good. All right. So I, you know, I've shared this with a few people. My brother Mike has a really different perspective than me. I always say that it only takes three really good people to take you a six-figure income in prepaid legal. Now, that's easier said than done, isn't it? But three good people will continue to build a massive business, and they'll take you to a six-figure income. And my brother Mike has a little different perspective. He says, no, it only takes one. It only takes one. And the reason why he says that is because that one is what will increase your faith so much and believe, you know what, I did it. I found a superstar. I found somebody who passed me up like I'm going in reverse. And if you did it once, then you can believe you can do it again. And if you did it again, you can do it another time, and three will take you to the top. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so that's what the Yudas did. They stuck around long enough to say, you know what, we found our one. And it's not a matter of if you will find your one, two, or three. It's not a question. The question is, will you pay the price necessary to find them? Does that make sense? So before I jump into this training, what I want to do real quickly, so I want to stimulate the crowd a little bit, and I want to have everybody stand up, if you would. And I want you to turn to your neighbor, and I want you to start giving them a massage. Let's give them a massage, folks. Come on now. All right. Keep the hands above the waist. Okay, chop, 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 chop. Chop, 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 chop. Hey, every chop is a new executive director on your team.
Everybody in your place, get ready. Check this out.
All right. Chop, 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 chop. Okay, every turn around, turn around.
That's a base kick.
Oh, yeah. Chop, 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 chop. Every chop's a new executive director. All right, give yourself a hand. All right. I really did that because I'm really sore from snowmobiling yesterday, so I appreciate that, Mr. Hall, hooking me up that. Thank you. Thank you. So I, y'all feel better?
Yeah.
Good. Good. All right, so let's talk about nine keys, unlocking the nine keys to financial freedom. You know, it's interesting how you never know what training or event that you're going to go to that's going to be the key that's going to unlock the safe to your future. And so that's the reason why, you know, as Jim Rohn says, you never miss anything because you don't know what is going to be that key. That key that just unlocks it for you. And so we want to talk about some of those things, and I got a lot to cover. What time am I? Should I be ending?
Six.
No, I want to be respectful to the time here. Okay, so 1:45? Okay. All right, so good. All right, we got a lot to cover, and I bet your journals will be full after today. So we're going to go over lots of information. The first thing I want to talk about is what our agenda is and what I'm going to be covering in these nine keys. First of all, the cycle of building a business with prepaid legal. We're going to talk about the compensation, its elements in building the business and staying on track. Okay, and then the business itself. So also going to go into the power of three, never running out, and support system. How many of y'all agree in the short-term goals? How many of y'all agree that's a lot to cover?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go over a lot of information. I think that was all on that slide. So, now, the first thing is understanding the game plan and the cycle of this business. When you get started building this business, we take people through an exposure process. And it's a simple exposure process. It's not a difficult one, but we want to make sure that we're cycling them through the right way. And the first thing that you want to do when you get started or you bring on a new associate is you want to go through a game plan interview. You want to get them trained. because you want them to understand at least a little bit of what they need to do to get started building their business. Now, how many of you have ever had a job and it was completely foreign to what you did? Anybody? Raise your hand. Okay. So now, if you didn't have somebody there on that job to teach you what you needed to do, how many agree you'd be sitting there, you know, just turning your thumbs, right? You just like, right? And so I've been in a couple situations like that where I had no clue. Matter of fact, they put me on this computer system that was like still being ran by DOS. Y'all remember that operating system? Like back in the 70s, or anyways, long. Well, it should have been 70s. But anyways, I mean, it was so, I'm a Macintosh guy, you know, so you point and click, and this is, you had to type everything. So it was like really weird. And they're like, okay, good luck. And they were like an owner manual of this is how thick, this is your job description, and if you know everything in there, you'll be good, right? And so I had no clue what I was doing. So the first thing, we want to make sure that we get people trained and get them paid as quickly as possible. Get them into action. Because the longer they go without getting paid and without getting trained, the more likely they're going to fall out of your business. And so your business becomes this revolving door. And so it's important that we do this step. Because these new associates are at their highest level of anxiety and at their lowest level of knowledge. How many agree that's not a good combination? Okay, and so that's the first thing. Next thing we want to move on is understand contacting, inviting. Okay, we'll go into a lot of detail on that. And then you present the information, and once you present it, you get them signed up, and you repeat the process. Okay, so this is the cycle, the exposure cycle in prepaid legal. So let's go on, and if you leave any part of this out, you will experience unnecessary challenges in your business. And so a lot of times people literally, I mean, they'll get them signed up, but they don't get them trained. If they don't get them trained, they don't teach them what to do and what activity to do. So you can avoid those challenges if you build it right. Now, it's interesting, though. I've got to throw this out there. Because many of you that have been in the business for a while, but maybe you're not where you want to be in the business, you've probably heard a lot of these things, but you're probably not doing it right. And so hopefully, I can share something with you in a different light to help you have more success. So, second thing is understand the compensation. I think new associates, if they can understand the compensation, then they're going to know what to do and how to advance. But a lot of times, new associates, even though they've been to a business briefing, they don't understand that compensation. How many of y'all got the compensation, understood it the first time? And a few of y'all, okay, maybe, right? And I remember when I was looking at it, I didn't get it. I was like, I've never seen a compensation plan before. All I knew is if I market a membership, I'm going to get paid X amount. That's all really understood. The overrides, all of that, none of that made sense to me. But if you can show them, look, here's how you advance. One person gets started on your team with a membership, senior associate, real simple. And you walk them through the process. But you know what? Sherika, let me ask you, you went director your first month, right? Picked up the $1,000 bonus. I would imagine someone explained to you how to do it. Is that true? Okay. So was it fairly new into your business that you understood that? Or did you learn it like at the end of the month, right, that you qualify? I mean, did you know the whole month really to build how to go director? Okay, for the most part. Okay. I would imagine you did because you only had 30 days to get it done. Okay. So does that make sense? So if you can train your new associates and give them a benchmark and say, listen, maybe it's manager, maybe it's director. It's like, I'm going to go director. I can get 11 people in 30 days and pick up an extra $1,000 bonus. You'll get more people to do it. Does that make sense? So it's just helping them understand the benchmarks. The next thing is understanding the advancement bonuses. Okay, so this is some new money that's on the table. Just like Cherica, many of the people in this room was able to pick up. And so if you go manager in your first 15 days of getting started, you're going to pick up an additional $100 bonus just for going manager. And if you do it after that, then you'll pick up a $50 bonus. Now, okay, that's nice to get the $50 bonus, but would it be nicer to get twice that? Right, and it's just knowing the benchmarks. So as a director, if you do it in the first 30 days, you pick up a $1,000 bonus. After the first 30 days, you pick up a $500 bonus. So, again, you can make twice as much money in this bonus just by reaching these benchmarks. And the company, really, the reason why they came out with this is to incentivize people to get into activity fast. But unfortunately, a lot of sponsors that bring on their new associates, they don't even let them know about this stuff, so they never even aspire to get it. Does that make sense? So we want to make sure that we go through that. And then, of course, there's even more as you get to Director 25, Director 50, and Executive Director. So now, Players Club. There's a 5 and 10 points, and I want to talk about this real quickly. How do you get points in Players Club? Anytime you hear the word points, it's referred to as... Anytime you hear the word points, it's referred to as Players Club. Here's how you can get points when you bring on new associate. Okay? So if you bring on a legal plan membership with the... And I don't have the identity theft. But you have the identity theft with the legal plan. That's 2 points. And then you also recruit that person. That's a point. And then if they're front line to you, and you personally recruited them, and you help them get their first advancement, that's 2 points there. Okay, so how many points do you get when you bring on one new associate, get them a membership, and get them to advance?
5.
I'm not tricking you this time, right? Okay, so 5. You get 5 points, and that is the minimum to get in Players Club. And so in Players Club 5, you do it for 12 consecutive months. You pick up an extra $100 a month in a car bonus. Do it for 24 months, you get $150. And here's Players Club 10. You do it for 12 months, the $300 bonus, $36 months will give you a $500 bonus. So, again, this is just extra money that's out there. And these are important things to go over with your new associates. Would y'all agree with that? Okay. So let's move on. And then also we have trips that you can qualify for as well. And the company sends us to amazing trips. There was a friend of mine that works for Verizon. And his company sent some of the top executives to Cancun, Mexico, to the Moon Palace, where our company always sends people. And they sent their top executives, and there was 18 people that they sent. Prepaid Legal sent to the Dominican Republic last year 1,800 people. Okay, and so it's amazing to be able to send and incentivize the people. And again, it's just being in Players Club. Now, let's talk about the elements of this business. Now, when we all get started, we all have the same products, don't we? I mean, we're all marketing the same stuff. And so, you know, people will look at that and they'll think, you know, oh, it's Prepaid Legal. The service is not working or whatever. And then they end up quitting the business. But if it's working for one, shouldn't it be working for the others? Okay, but yet people want to blame it and say, you know, it's got to be something else because they don't want to accept that responsibility. Do we all have the same opportunity? Okay, you're all working in the same marketplace, but yet there's no territorial limit. So you can build this anywhere in the United States. So we all have the same opportunity. What's the difference here between someone who wants to take the road of blame versus the road of responsibility? What is the only variable here? If we have the same product, we have the same opportunity. What's the variable? What's the variable? Okay, good. Y'all are getting it. It's me. And a lot of times that's hard to say because they want to say you because they don't want to say me because it's harder to say I'm the variable. I'm the reason why I'm not having success. I'm the reason. You know, it's harder to say that. So you guys have got that. So again, you is the only variable. Now, when you're, what's that? Oh, okay. It was late, Mr. Hall, when I put this together. So, you, me. Okay, so duplication. Now, here's the thing in the building this business, and I talked about this in our core training on Thursday. And getting duplication in this business is when you can get a large group of people to do simple things consistently over time. And so if you've got to go out there and teach people to do things like some fancy sales pitch, that's not going to duplicate. But you could get, you know, you could teach 5 people to go out there and get, you know, and to get started in the business. And you could probably teach those 5 people to get really good at it. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay. But then the hard part is getting beyond 25. Because you can get those 5. They'll go out there and try and teach people. But yet you're not really able to break that barrier and get beyond 25. So you'll get up to 25, but then they quit, and then you get more. But it's really hard to go beyond that 25. And when you go beyond 25 is when you have simple things that you can teach, and when you can teach to teach, not just simply just to learn. See, many of you in this room, you're taking notes not just for yourself. You're taking notes today because you have people on your team that are not here today. Or you have people on your team that are not in this marketplace. And so you're going to get together with your team and say, guys, listen, I learned some amazing stuff at our Super Saturday, and I want to share it with you. See, when you can teach, when you teach to teach, that's when you can continue to get on to these big numbers. And when you do simple things consistently over time. So, staying on track, number four. Okay, so often people get off track so easily in this business. And that's the reason why plugging into the trainings is a constant reminder to help you know what you should be doing. See, sometimes when people, they get in this business, they forget how simple it is. And they want to complicate it. You know, like for instance, we were driving home. I want to pick on you, Mr. Burns. We were driving home, and this lady, I don't know who it was, but a lady called you and started asking questions about, well, how do I do this business? What do I do? And he immediately just said, you know what, that's really good. I want to send you to a website to watch a video, and it explains it, does a lot better job than me. Now, how many agree that as a six-figure income earner, platinum executive director, he could have done it? Right? He's competent to be able to do that, but he didn't because he relied on something else to be able to do that. And see, when that duplicates with your new associates, because your new associates think, oh, wow, instead of him answering that question, he just showed me this resource. And so then they think, well, when I get these questions, what are they going to do? Show the same resource. Okay? So again, staying on track, it's teachability, it's and being coachable in your business. There's four ways to learn. The first way is to learn knowledge. Okay, learn knowledge is when you're reading a book, okay, or you get your success guide. How many of you have actually read your success guide that came in your associate kit? Okay? So, about how thick is that success guide? Okay? It's actually about the thickness of a CD, because that's what it comes on, right? Okay? Most people don't even read their success guide because it's on a disc, and they don't realize that there's a book on that disc that has valuable information to help you grow your business. Okay? So, but some people think, well, I'm going to learn the business. Okay? So that's one way to learn the business, is learn knowledge. It's kind of like, anyways, the next one is activity knowledge. Activity knowledge is when you actually go out there and do the activity. How many agree that that's a lot better when you go out there and do it and learn it that way versus just reading a book? Would you agree? See, would you ever learn how to ride a bike by just reading a book? No. Why? Because there's a few things missing, like understanding what balance feels like, right? I mean, you're not going to learn balance when you're reading a book. So you've got to go out there and experience it. And some people think they're going to learn everything by just simply, reading their success guide. And they're like, well, listen, I'm not going to go to any of the events because all the information's right here. I'm just going to read it. Okay? And you're not going to have the same experience. I would rather have an idiot on fire than knowledge on ice any day. Okay? I mean somebody who does have no clue what they're doing, but they know how to show a DVD. That's simple. And they just go out there and expose everyone to the business. Then someone just sits at home and just reads that book. Because that's not going to make them any money. The great thing in prepaid legal is we get paid to learn too. Isn't that awesome? Now, next thing is that modeling knowledge. Modeling knowledge is when you can actually model the other successful people. If there's been successful people in your company, in your marketplace, in your organization, you can go to those people and model them. And so when I got started, I understood modeling knowledge. I modeled it many different ways. I modeled the way people dressed. I modeled the successful people. I modeled the way they acted. I modeled the way they talked. I modeled the way they told stories. I modeled the way they put on the events. I modeled all of those things and added them into my life and in my business. And so modeling knowledge is, again, one of the greatest ways to learn, because they're people that have already learned what works and what doesn't work, and you can model their success and shorten that learning curve. Does that make sense? Okay, so the last one is teaching knowledge. And this is the ultimate form of knowledge. How many agree that the teacher always learns more than the student? Okay, absolutely, because they're spending hours and hours preparing for that, not to mention the years that they might have had preparing for that as well. And so the student's just hearing it for the first time. And see, if you take your notes and you take that back to your organization, to the people that weren't there, if you don't understand your notes, your team will call you out on it. See, if you're trying to teach them and you don't really know what you're saying, they're going to say, well, that doesn't make sense. Well, then let me explain it this way. And they're like, well, that still doesn't make sense. You're like, okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. But but see, when you really know the information to where you can teach it, you know it. And that is the best form of knowledge that's out there. And that's really what you want to get to. And you don't have to know the answers. You don't have to understand everything. And it's okay if your team calls you out on it. Because guess what? Together, you'll figure it out. But as you express that information, you start to learn it even more. Because then people will start to, you know, look at it from a different perspective than maybe you looked at it. And you're like, oh, I never looked at that way, and that makes sense. And you start to get a bigger and broader understanding of what these concepts mean. So again, I challenge you, take that information in your notes and go back to those people. So let's go on. Number five is understanding the business. Now, first thing is this is a business. A lot of times people get into this business and they think that it might be like a job, or they might have unreal expectations. You know, there are some amazing people in this marketplace that have had incredible success very quickly. And sometimes when people get in, they think, oh, I should have that kind of success as well. Because, I mean, if they did it, I mean, I'm sharper than they are. At least you think so, right? And then you go out and you don't have the same kind of results. And then because your expectations were not met, now you feel like a failure and it's not going to work for you. See, in business, you've got to understand that there is a process to learn. There's lots to learn in business. And if you've never been in business, and more importantly, if you've never built a successful network marketing organization, then wouldn't it be naive to expect that you can do that in such a short period of time? Yes. Would you all agree?
Yes.
And so when you look at this business, you've got to understand when you get started and invest in a business. And it's not much of an investment in money, but there is an investment in time. Would y'all agree? How many of you have had traditional businesses before? Okay. So in those businesses, when you got into a traditional business, did you say, you know, I'm going to give it 90 days. And if I don't see this working, I'm going to throw in the towel. You didn't do that, did you? But see, people who have never had businesses, they don't have the mindset yet. And so they don't understand that. They think, you know, I'm going to go out and get a job. You know what? When you go out to get a good job, especially if it's a job you've never worked before, you're brand new, maybe you're fresh out of college, and you go out and get this first job, and then they pay you $30,000, $40,000 a year to start out at this job. Are you really worth the $30,000 or $40,000 when you have no clue what you're doing? No. But they'll pay it to you anyways, because they hope that in the next few months to a year, a few years, that you will become worth it. And that's the reason why they give you these small raises over time that don't even keep up with inflation and taxes, is because now, you know, all they're really trying to do is not pay you more. They're just trying to keep up with inflation and taxes. It's not that they want to pay you more. So really, you're stuck in an income. Whereas in business ownership, when you get started in business ownership, how much value are you bringing to the marketplace day one? Probably not very much, right? So how much are you worth and should be getting paid? Nothing. Because you bring no value to the marketplace. But the more value you bring to the marketplace, the more you should get paid, right? And so in business ownership, as you continue to go out there and expand it, the more you learn and the more you become and the more you help others, now you are becoming more valuable. And so now you should be getting paid more because of what you become. So you understand these concepts. And people that have been employed their whole life do not get that. And that's one of the challenges in this business, is that most people have been employed. They have not been in business ownership. So when they come into prepaid legal, they think, oh yeah, I'm going to have this great success. And I'm going to make, you know, I'm going to be like a chair. I'm going to make $2,000 my first 30 days in the business. And then when it doesn't happen, you're like, I knew something was wrong. I knew it sounded too good to be true, right? And so you guys saw in my Thursday training, I didn't get off to that kind of start at all. But I understood that this was a business. I understood it was going to be a process, that I was going to have to learn how to make the business work. And as I continued to learn those things, then the business started to grow. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So the next thing here is understanding that time and money, and that's kind of what I'm talking about there, is that at first, in a business, you're going to invest more time and make very little income. But as you continue in that business and as it continues to grow, then you're going to invest less time and make more money. And that's what happens in business. And that's not typically what happens in a JOB. You know what JOB stands for, right? Just over broke, right? Some of y'all knew that. So in a business, as you have a growing business, then you invest less time, make more money. Let's move on. Now, first, when we get started, you know, you look at, you come to the business briefing, and you're just jazzed out of your mind. You're in the no sleep phase. You don't know what I'm talking about? Anybody been there? Okay. I mean, I couldn't sleep, I don't know, for the first month. Even though I wasn't making any money, I was, like, just so excited. I literally could not sleep. And then I go to my stepmom's house for family dinner after church on a Sunday afternoon, which we usually did. But see, when we got started in prepaid legal, all I could talk about was prepaid legal. And so we go there, me and my brothers, we're having a family dinner. We're like, oh man, we're so excited about prepaid legal. This is going to be awesome. And my stepmom, just killing our dreams, you know. She's like, you know what? She's like, those things never work out. They never work out. And I'm like, Kim, you haven't seen this one. This is awesome. They pay a lot of money. Uh-huh, how much money have you made? I just got started. She was like, that's what they all say. And so I'm thinking, seriously. And then you go through this major position here of self-doubt, right? And you're wondering, is this really going to work for me? See, you know, I love what Dave Savola, our number one income earner, he says, you know, when he gets buried, he wants to be buried face down so that all the dream stealers that said it wouldn't work can kiss his butt. But will there be struggles in building this business? Yeah. But you just get back up and you continue. And then you'll go through some more exciting times. You know, and like, for instance, right here. You get your first superstar in your business and they're taking off and you're like, yeah, it is working. It is working. And then they quit on you. And then you're thinking, oh, dude, I thought I had someone, right? Or maybe you go through a series of those people and then finally you find that person. Can you imagine the emotional roller coaster you go through? It's one of the greatest challenges in this business, folks, is that emotional roller coaster. It's understanding that there will be highs and lows. There's going to be good times and there's going to be bad times. But you continue to get up and fight for your dreams. What you need to know is that those dreams are real here in prepaid legal. That's all you need to know. And then you continue on that journey and know that your time and your ship will come in. So the last thing I want to share on this, and understand the business of four basic skills. If you can get great at these skills, you can become a superstar, a rock star in this business. And that's communication. Are most people just natural at the art of communication? No, they're not. And if they were, we'd have a lot less divorces in this country. Isn't that right? But see, a lot of times when people have an argument, and it may be with the spouse or it may be a new associate on your team, you have this disagreement. And so it's like, you know, they just immediately flare up like this male peacock with another male peacock. You know, it's like, nah, you know, it's like, nah, you know. And that's people's normal communication. And so how do you ever build a large organization if that's the way you communicate when there's challenges that take place? Because will there be challenges? I promise you. There'll be plenty of them. So, you know, so understanding communication. Number two, and by the way, a book on communication is How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's one of the greatest books. And even Dale Carnegie himself says in the title page or in the front section that he has to reread his own book to stay sharp on those principles. He wrote it, and he has to reread his own book to stay sharp on those principles. And so, I mean, he authored it. I mean, I agree that maybe means we should read it often too, right? So the next thing is recruit, okay? And we often heard recruit, 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 and don't get it out of order, right? And so build for events. You know, how many agree that who makes more money? Mike Tyson back in the glory days or Don King? Why? He was promoting people. Now to actually watch Don King and Mike Tyson in the ring, now that would be something, right? But he always made more money because he was a promoter. He filled the seats. And so, and that's really what we want to do, is we just want to get butts in seats. The more that you get in the seats to see the presentation, the more money you will be making. And so we want to become master promoters. So again, these are skill sets that you want to master. And most people have not mastered them. If you do, or did, you'd be doing very well in the business. So you want to continue to learn how to master those things. And the fourth one is personal development. Personal development is really the magic weapon of this business. And often people leave it out. They think that it's not necessary to really do these things because, well, I'm already developed anyways, right? And so they just go out there and work. And see, it's often like what happens is people, they get into prepaid legal and they look at this beautiful tree of opportunity. And they come up with this axe as their tool and say, you know what? If I chop this tree down, I can prick all the fruits off this tree and I will have a harvest. And so you take this axe, this dull axe that never really worked in the other things you did in life, but it's the same tools and the only tools that you had. And so you come up with this axe and you're like, you know, I can take this tree down. And so you start chopping and you chop and you chop and you're going like crazy. And then eventually you get a little tired. And then after a while you're like, wow, man, that's a little thicker than I thought. And then now you just keep chopping, you keep chopping. And then you start to have blisters forming on your hands. And you're thinking, seriously, I thought it was easier than that. And you chop and you chop and eventually those blisters pop and now they're bleeding. And you think, this thing's a scam. And it's not that. It's that you didn't sharpen your tool. See, so often people will go up and try to chop the tree down and they will never sharpen their axe first. Benjamin Franklin says about personal development, he says, you know, if you will pour the money into thy mind, the mind will pour your money into your purse. See, it's personal development will shape who you are. It is the magic recipe. And you should be working harder on yourself than you do on your business. Now, some people take that to extreme. Like there's a guy in Fort Collins that I work with that's all he does. He works on his goals. He puts visualization boards together. He reads personal development literally all day long. And he markets that many memberships in a month. Okay? So you want to make sure that you've got a good balance there. And what I think is good is to start your day with personal development. You know, in my calendar, I've got my shower, get ready, and hour of power. So where I can go there, I can meditate, I can visualize my future, I can visualize my goals, and I can read my personal development before I ever get my day started. How many agree if you did that every day, it would make a difference in your life? Okay, certainly. So that's, I want to spend a little time there because that is critical that you understand how important that is. Don't feel that you're too good for personal development. Don't feel or make the mistake that all you need to do is the proper activity and you'll have success. That is a major part, but you're missing one of the other major elements of the business. Okay, power three. Power three is you've got you, you've got your prospect, and then you've got third party. And this is, you know, this is one of the things that's so important about this business that a lot of times people don't get this as well. So let me explain this. When the power of three, sometimes people say, well, listen, I don't want to call these people, but I'd be willing to give you my contacts and then you call them. Now, I could call all of your contacts and I could go through the list. But how effective is that? Is it more effective for me to do that or for you to do that? What's the answer, folks? Yeah. Because you know those people. You have a relationship. If I call them, you want to know what I am? I'm a telemarketer. That's all I am to them. And I am a nuisance when I pick up the phone. How many of you have ever got a sales call from somebody and says, hey, I'm a friend of so-and-so and they referred me to you and... Y'all know what I'm talking about? Now, you don't even know what they're selling, but you're already checked out mentally, right? You're like, can I hang up now? Right? I mean, they haven't said anything else. They're like, I want to come over and I want to sell you these $600 knives with Cutco. And you're like, excuse me, I don't need an appointment for that. Thank you very much. I know all about it. Okay? So people have been down that road. So when you call somebody else's list, I don't have those relationships. And so I'm going to have stumbling blocks after stumbling block. So the power of three is where it makes this all come together. So the first one is the prospect. They already know, like, and trust you. Okay, so that's something that I don't have. But they may not respect you. See, Because they trust you, they think the world of you maybe, but they don't necessarily respect you. My dad, he looks at me, he goes, son, what do you know? You've been a college student your whole life, and you're trying to tell me that this prepaid legal is the business of all businesses? What do you know about business? You've never been in business. How dare you tell me about legal issues, you know? You're just a young chap. What do you know? Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how my dad looked at me, but I got out of the way. See, oftentimes if prepaid legal is this, you know, this little mark right here, and I'm standing here is telling you how great this company is. Yeah, it's great. It's really great. It's great, right? Can you see what I'm talking about? You can't see it because why? I'm in the way. And a lot of times people who don't understand this concept, they need to just get out of the way. And that's what I did with my father. And eventually he ended up not only getting a membership, but he became an associate as well. So now here's something that the reason why you're bridging third parties, because now you have respect. Because you have somebody else, when you get out of the way, and you say, look, just like Mr. Burns, you know, when he was doing that training call with the new associate, so what exactly did you do? And he just stepped out of the way. He said, let me have you check out this video. Okay? So now, another thing about understanding the power of three is that you bring this all together, and it's one of the most powerful things you could have. Even the scriptures teach us, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. In a court of law, one witness or two witnesses will always beat one, because you have two other people validating what has happened. And that's the reason why today I still do three-way phone calls, is because there is power in third party. There's power, the power, that's the power of three. Okay, so let's move on. What's third party? Anything other than your mouth. Some of y'all heard that, right? And so, you know, here's an example of some of those things. Websites, DVDs, your support team. These are all things that you can use to help you with the power of three. Number seven is never run out. And I was asked this question, so I want to talk about this real quick. I was asked this a couple nights ago. And that's like, where do you get people to talk to? Anybody ask that question?
Yeah.
Anybody had somebody on your team ask that question? Okay, y'all are either lying or not participating. Right? Okay, so we all run across people who have asked that question. And so let's talk about that. Now, one of the most powerful things you can understand in building a business like this is that when you get started, we start with a list of names. Why do we start with a list of names? What? Okay, so your prospects. So why do we start with those? Why? It's your warm market. Is warm market better than cold market?
Yes.
Absolutely. If you want to go out there and build a business and you want to put together a board of directors, you want strangers or you want people you know, like, and trust and feel confident and can do the job, right? Because this business is all about relationships. And so if you're bringing on somebody in the cold market, here's how you keep somebody in the cold market. You build a relationship really fast. And the question is asked, you know what? Do you know the color of their carpet in their living room? If you don't, you probably should get to know that, because your relationships might not be close enough. But see, the warm market, you probably can answer that question because you've been to their house. See, their relationships are one of the key things you have. So that's the reason why we start with the people that you know. But then you start to bring on some of those associates, and what happens is you continue to grow this list, and you get 100 names approximately from every single one of those people, and you help you build a business. Now you have 1,000 people to work with. Okay? So now not only do you work with just the people that you have, but you network through the people that they have. They may not even get started, but could you at least get a referral? Okay? Certainly. So now let's talk about how you can also continue to get leads and grow in your business. And really, that's all it is. Your warm market is what? A lead. It's somebody that you can call on. Now, there's a guy on my team that's going for executive director this month. And one of the tips that I gave him in going executive director is to remake a list. And he was like, well, I've been in the business 2 years. Well, we'll remake it again. Because, see, there's people that he's already exposed. There's people that he's talked to years ago, you know, when he first started the business. And he put those people back on the list, and he's going back and to talking to them again. But the reason why you want a list is because these are the people that give you focus and direction on who to talk to and how to grow your business. So how do you get more? So first of all, the best way is through networking. Networking through the people you know and the people they know. It's the best way to generate leads. Because you're constantly working within the warm market. Either your warm market or theirs. Okay? When you're networking, you're not only networking with people outside of prepaid legal, but if you've got a team, you network with the people inside prepaid legal. There are probably people on your teams, if you've been in the business at any time at all, there are probably people on your teams that you have never even networked with those people. And so they have people that they're sitting on that they've never talked to because they're not willing to. But if you can go and work with that new associate and network with those people, you'll get so many more leads that you can work with. The next way is advertise. Is that a shocker when it comes to business? Okay? If you're not advertising your business, who is?
No one.
You know what's crazy about advertising? Advertising is everywhere. Every business does that. I mean, everything you do, everything you have, I bet you I could find who makes this table because there's an advertisement on this table and who made it. You know, when I took a shower this morning, I saw there was a little tag that someone was advertising who made the tub. When I turned on the faucet to take a shower this morning, there was an advertisement on the faucet. You know, businesses advertise all over the place, but yet, you know, when people get into prepaid legal, they don't advertise. I mean, sometimes when people get into traditional business and they wonder why their business is not working, it's probably because they didn't advertise. They didn't get the word out there to let people know that they are in business. And then what's so funny is they go through all these challenges and they never advertise their business, so they advertise to sell their business. So folks, advertise. Advertise your business. It's just getting people out, letting people know that you are in business. And then another way is to prospect. Prospect is when you're working in the cold market. And there's a couple ways you can do this. You can go out to prospect, or you can prospect while you're out. See, I don't do a lot of prospecting to just go out. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to go to the mall and just go get everybody's attention and talk to them about prepaid legal. Now, but I will go to the mall to go shopping, and I'll prospect while I'm out. Does that make sense? So that's a lot easier. You're already out. Why not look for the opportunity? But a lot of times, people are not prepared for the opportunity. You could literally be shopping at the mall, and somebody who who's talking next to you is telling them how they just lost their job, and they're so upset about it. And you look at them, and you're like going, "Oh man, how many of you agree that would be a good candidate to talk to, right?" But since you're not really used to it, to prospecting, you'll hear this person and they look sharp and you know they're out of work and you're like, "Oh, I should talk to him about prepaid legal. Should I? Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna go over there. Oh, dang it, a person's walking up. I missed my opportunity. Oh, they're walking away. Okay, I should go say something right now. Okay, No. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? Okay? So, seriously, you know, you talk yourself out of that because you're not used to being in situations like that. When you have somebody, that person could be the next platinum on your team. But you're too chicken to open your mouth when you know they're looking for what you've got. So the better and more comfortable you get at prospecting, the more people you're going to find like that. But you'll never find them if you don't open up your mouth. So again, that's just another way to create leads. And I'm gonna go into more detail on how you can do that as well. Number 8 is support. We've got incredible support systems. You've got meetings and trainings and business briefings. You've got conference calls. You've got support team. All of these people are helped to support your business. I was talking to a gentleman, I can't remember his name, over here in the corner during the break. And one of the advice that I gave him is use your support team. Because there are people that will struggle in this business, and it's amazing how this happens. They will struggle in their business, but they will never even pick up the phone to call someone for help. They just throw in the towel. Isn't that crazy? That's just wild to me. So you have an amazing support team. Everyone in this room has an amazing support team. If you don't know who they are, call corporate. They'll tell you who they are. They'll give you their phone numbers. And so call them often because they're there to help you. And then, call for information. So again, getting your business set up is you want to get your e-service that allows you to do online enrollments. Have your Televox, which is your email communication tool. Of course, you want to have your email registered. It's free. And it's one of, you know, it's a great way to get plugged in to all the things in the, here locally in the state, because any of the state leaders can send out email broadcasts, and it's going to go to every single person if you have your email registered with corporate. And then also having your marketing tools to help you get in business. So that's just getting set up. Let's talk about number 9, and this is short-term goals. One is understanding the advancement bonuses that I talked about earlier, the new money that prepaid legal is paying out. The advancement bonuses is, if you understand them, like Sherico did over here, then you're going to get them. But if you don't understand them, then you don't know. And if that is your goal, to go manager in 15 days or go director in 30 days, then set that as a goal. And then that's where you can pick up the either $50 to $1,000 in extra money. Players Club. Understand what Players Club is. Are you in it? Are you committed? Yes or no? Yes? You should be. You should be at least in Players Club 5 every single month. It should be the minimum standard in your personal business. Because if you're not in at least Players Club 5, you're just really not building it fast enough, or you're not doing the right activity. There's only a few things that's going on in your business. Either you're not doing it enough, or you're not doing it right. That's it. And most of the time, it's you're not doing it enough. Because if you did it enough, guess what? You'd figure out how to do it right. Isn't that true? Going back to the activity knowledge, right? Okay, so it's just simply a decision. I'm going to be in Players Club. I'm going to make it happen. And there's so many people that get to like maybe 4 points at the end of the month, but because they haven't really committed to being in Players Club, that 1 point holds you back from being in Players Club. 1 point. How many agree if you were really committed that you could go out there and get that 1 point done? Would y'all agree? So, committing to Players Club, what rank do you want to obtain and by when? Again, these should be goals that you should be setting with yourself and with your new associates. Understanding the events and getting plugged into the events and committing to get plugged into the events. And are you going to be there? Not only are you going to be there, but how many people are you going to bring with you? See, a lot of times, again, when it comes to the mindset of this business, most people have been employed their whole life, so they only think about themselves. They don't think about a team. So like, for instance, when you get your Super Saturday tickets for like the next Super Saturday, a lot of times people only think about getting it for themselves. They're like, oh yeah, I'm going to Super Saturday for sure. But they don't think about, I want 5 people with me. See, when I get started building the business, when I got started, I was sitting on the front row as a guest, and then I signed up as an associate. I thought, I'm not coming back to this event by myself. And then I brought somebody with me. And then it was just me and my new person. And then I built a vision for that new person. I said, listen, let's you and I work in together. Let's come back here as a goal, and we're not coming back by ourselves, okay? Let's bring somebody with us, right? And they're like, are you in? I'm in. Let's do it together. Let's make it happen, right? And so then you come back, and now you got your person, you got another person. You're like, you know what? Next week, let's come back. Let's take a whole row. You, all of us, together. Let's take a whole row. Y'all think we can do that? Yeah, absolutely. Let's do that. And so you take a whole row the next week, and then you celebrate that as a team, as an organization. Dude, we did it! You know, even if you were one person short, you know, you took the whole row, but you didn't finish the row. That's a celebration. Would you agree? Okay? And then you tell your team, guys, listen, we're blowing up. We're just getting started at this thing. So excited. Look at that. We started with just us, just the two of us. Now we got a whole row. Folks, let's take up 2 rows. Let's take up 3 rows. And eventually, folks, here's what we're going to do. Team, let's take up the whole half of this room with our people. Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, that is when you can. It's not about just bringing one person. It's not about just getting one Super Saturday ticket. It's not about just getting one person to go to Oklahoma City to our international convention. How many of y'all just jazzed out of your mind? I can't wait till I get here, right? I love conventions. I'm so excited. But, you know, it's not just taking one person. It's taking an army of people with you. That's where you get the biggest difference in your business. Okay? So moving on here, let's talk about Agenda 2. This is where we're going to dive into a little bit more detail. Okay? Now, some of the things we're going to talk about, some general rules, 5 steps to inviting. Actually, I messed up. It's 6 steps. And understanding the presentation and closing. Now, we talked about the power of 3.
Lots of people missed that note.
What'd you miss? Okay, it's 6 steps to inviting, not 5. I added one earlier. Okay, so understand this business. Sometimes when new people get started, they just feel like they're going through this maze, right? They're not really sure. And that's the reason why we want to go through the first part of that information with all our new associates, so it's not this maze. They understand their course of action. So when your general rules and contact inviting is understanding the power of three, being yourself, having enthusiasm. I've mentioned the last few of these make the acronym I am sold myself. Okay, enthusiasm makes a huge difference when you're approaching people about the business, and having a sense of urgency. Most people just don't have the sense of urgency necessary to achieve. Like for instance, how many of you ever had someone handed out a DVD and they never watched it? Should have seen every hand up on that question, right? So, but how many of you like to actually figure out how you can get more people to watch it, right? Okay, we're going to talk about that. But here's one of the challenges that people do, is they hand out a DVD and they're like, hey, watch this DVD and I'll get back with you. Okay? So they just hand out the DVD and then they call them back and then they say, hey, did you get a chance to watch it? And most people say, what? No, I didn't get a chance to watch it. Oh, you know what? I've been so busy. How about I watch it on the weekend? You're like, oh, that's okay. And then you call them back on the weekend. The answer was, nope, didn't watch it. And you're like, oh, it's okay. You know what? Listen, I'm so busy. I just got so much on my plate right now. I'll tell you what, at the end of the month, I'll have more time. Just watch it. Oh, it's no problem. You know what? Listen, just go ahead and keep the DVD. Just watch it when you get around to it. Some of y'all might have thought, okay, that would sound pretty nice. That was good. That's good. Folks, that was probably the most less effective thing you could do. Because when you just give it to them, now it has no value, and there is absolutely no sense of urgency in what you just did. And so you want to have a sense of urgency in everything that you do. So let's talk about the five or six steps to contact and inviting. One is understand, identify your prospect, making the call, selecting the approach, expose now, and presentation. We're going to dive into more detail on each one of these things. Do y'all got that, or can I move on? Where's my water? I'm thirsty. Got it? Up. Shorthand, y'all. Shorthand. All right. Thank you. So the next one is making a list, folks. So again, we talk about the importance of this, and I want to talk about some of the things that you want to do when you make this list. Okay? You want to prioritize the list or pre-qualify that list. Now, a lot of times people will prejudge their contacts. Okay, it happens all the time. Even if you think you're not prejudging, and if you're not, then ask yourself this question: how many people is in your cell phone, and has every single person in your cell phone been exposed to prepaid legal? I bet the answer is no. Why? Because you prejudge. Everybody does it. But it's important that we avoid doing that, because you never know who's going to be interested and who's not going to be interested. You know, you sign up, or you think, oh, that person, oh, they're a multimillionaire. They would never look at this business. They're loaded. Why would they sign up to become an associate, right? And that could be your next superstar. Or they could completely disappoint you. They may sign up, but they never do anything. Okay, so again, either way is prejudging. You may think, oh, that person would never do it. Or you say, oh, that person would be a superstar. That's both prejudging. Does that make sense? Because you don't know. You really don't know until after time has proven otherwise. Well, first you sign them up, and then time proves one way or the other. So when you make this list, there's a couple questions you can ask. One, do they have the ability to get started? You know, are they in a place financially, or do they have the time? Or, and if the answer is no, does that mean you don't want to expose them? No. They just may not be the first people you expose. Okay? And so when you're sorting these lists, these are some questions you can ask yourself. Do they have any ambition? Okay, if they have no ambition, I don't know. You could talk to them. Some people think, when they work their list, this is, I think, a lot of new associates, they think, you know what, I don't know what I'm doing, so I want to mess it all up on the people who I don't think sharp. Okay? You know what happens when you do that? You get off to a slow start. If you say, you know what, I understand it's a simple system and all I got to do is push power and play on a DVD player, and you show somebody who's really sharp or someone who has ambition, that's how you get off to a fast start. Because those people will make a bigger difference generally than someone who has no ambition. Okay, another question you can ask is, are they dissatisfied with something? Okay, I had a gentleman that came up to me once and he was like, you know, as a doctor, you're the kind of people I want in my business. I want professionals. I want people that are doctors, lawyers, accountants, you know, people that are professionals. That's who I want. He goes, is that what you look for? And I said, no, well, there's only one degree I look for, and that's a PhD. I want somebody who's poor, hungry, and driven. Because those are the people that are going to go out there and take action. Okay, and last thing, do they have a good self-image? Are they confident? Okay. So again, these are just the ways to sort out the list, but they're not ways to prejudge somebody. Just because they may not be very confident doesn't mean that they won't provide a tremendous value to your business. I mean, Mr. Hall handed out a DVD to a guy who worked at a car wash. Okay, good. Thank you. So he hands out a DVD to a car wash that he's not in the business today, is he?
Nope.
But he's got a platinum executive director on his team now. Okay? A ring earner. Okay? So you never know who that person might lead you to. And that's why you don't want to prejudge anyone. Okay? So just some questions to ask. Doesn't mean to prejudge. It just gives you an idea how to sort the list. Does that make sense? Get my point? Okay, so let's talk about making the call. You want to always express that you don't have a lot of time, especially when you're on the phone. Okay, you're always in a hurry about your business. Don't be casual about your business. If you're casual about your business, you will become a casualty in your business. Okay, don't be casual about anything. You know, I talked about when I was brand new, I fought for the front row as a guest. That's because I wasn't casual about my business. Don't be casual with your time either. It's one of the most important things you've got. Create a sense of urgency. Always have an urgency when you're following up. And I'm going to give you more details on how that works here in just a second. And then, again, it's your business. And understand both your business and your time are one of the most valuable assets you have in business. So use it wisely. Next thing, select your approach. There's two different ways that you can approach people. There's what's called the indirect and there's the direct. Indirect is where you're not really directly recruiting them. You're indirectly recruiting them. Let me give you an example of what I mean. This is some of the things that the big things here is where you use the words, can I get your help or can I get your opinion? See, and these are people that on the social scale of life, there's always people that you look up to and there's people that look up to you. Okay, so and that may determine how you approach those people. And the indirect works very well with people that you look up to. But most people don't really do that kind of recruiting. They always want to talk to the people that look up to them and that they feel more comfortable with. You know what? And I can prove that evolution is true. I can prove it. Because you get a sharp business person who gets started. Or like, for instance, if you recruit the manager of a restaurant, okay, then they're going to go talk to their assistant managers, and then they're going to get them in the business, and the assistant managers are going to go talk to the lead servers, and the lead servers are going to go talk to the other servers, and then they're going to go talk to the kitchen people doing the dishes and the trash guys, and then eventually you've got somebody who can't even dial a rotary telephone. And see, that happens in the business. But you want to, again, you want to focus on the sharper people. Like, for instance, I had a private business reception with this lady. She hadn't signed up yet, and so I was like, well, listen, let's just get some people together. She was jazzed about the business, but she didn't have the $249 what it was to get started then. And so I said, well, do you know some people that would like to do this business also? She goes, I know a ton. And so I was like, well, great. Well, let's get them together and let's talk to them. And so we got all the people together, and she filled the house. I was like, wow, it was amazing. And so we did a presentation and did a little private business reception, and then we went around to get all the people signed up. Oh, yeah, one of the problems that this lady had is she didn't have a checking account or a savings account either, and which that kind of makes it a little tough, right? And so, but all these people showed up, so I thought, well, this is good. Maybe we can get something out of this. So then I go to actually try and get all these people signed up. You know what happened? all of her people didn't have checking accounts or savings accounts either. And so, I just felt like I was wasting my time here. I mean, these people don't even have accounts. And so, what are you talking smack here, Mr. Hall? But here's the question you want to ask. When you find somebody like that, ask them, who's the sharpest person you know? See, my brother Chris brought on a gal here in Utah a while back, many years ago. And you know, she probably wasn't the sharpest person. She was young, didn't have a lot of experience in life. But she signed up in prepaid legal, and so he asked that question, who's the sharpest person you know? And so she led them, she goes, oh, my brother. My brother is one of the sharpest people I know. And so she led him to the brother. Now, he had no respect for her and really had no respect for my brother Chris because he was hanging out with her. But they sat down in his home, in a beautiful home, and he starts showing, look, here's Forbes magazine, here's this magazine, here's this, all these things that are said about the company. And he went from, what are you doing in my house, to, okay, you got my attention. And he went on to become a platinum executive director in prepaid legal. Okay? So who's the sharpest person that you know is the question that you want to ask. So now that is indirect. So let me give you another story to help you understand the indirect also. There was a guy who was working at Kinko's. My brother Mike knew him. And so he got him signed up in prepaid legal. And he was working behind the counter. You know, and there's some sharp people, business people that go to Kinko's. You agree? So this guy walks in. He pulls up in this beautiful Mercedes Benz. He looks like $1 million. And he comes up and this guy goes to him and he says, hey, listen. The guy working behind the counter says, wow, he was like, hey, you should look pretty sharp. I've got a business opportunity to help you find a way to make more money. Would you want to check it out? Does something seem wrong about that? Okay, here's a sharp businessman who drives this beautiful Mercedes Benz, and there's a guy making $9 an hour trying to tell him how to make money, right? But if he said this, how many agree this might get a little better of an approach? Wow, that is a nice Mercedes Benz, man. You look like you're a millionaire superstar. It's like, what do you do for a living? And he says, well, I do this and that. I was like, wow, is it your own business? Yeah, it's my own business. Oh, that's incredible. You know, your stories inspire me. Matter of fact, that's one of the things why I'm trying to start a business on the side right now to get out of this because I know I'm worth more. And, you know, would you mind helping me? I mean, I would really value your opinion. Do y'all see how this can get a better result? Okay, now, successful people typically like to be able to share and give back. And so now they would be willing to do that. So help and share. Those are two things that work really well in the indirect. Let's talk about direct. Direct approach is where people that maybe they look up to you. Okay? And it's also the approach that probably will work well in most situations. So let's talk about this real quickly. A lead-in question. 15-second commercial, ask for permission. So as we go into this, this is to help you into talking to people. And I've really, as I worked on this approach, it helps have so much more success. And how many of you have had somebody tell you no about prepaid legal and they don't even know what it's about? Okay? Isn't that frustrating? And a lot of times it comes to how did you approach them? What did you say? I mean, one word could turn them off like that. I mean, you could ask them, hey, are you open to making extra income? Yeah, are you kidding? Isn't everybody? Right? And then you say just a few other sentences, and they're like, oh, I'm not interested in that. What just happened? You don't even know what it's about, right? And so literally one word can turn somebody off. And so let's dive into what I mean by lead-in question. Lead-in question is just simply starting the question or starting the conversation. Now, if you know what someone's want, need, and desire is, and you can show them how prepaid legal can fulfill that. Does that make our job pretty easy? Remember the guy who says, you know, you're at the mall and they start talking about how they just lost their job, really sharp person? If you know that, does it make it easier to talk to that person? Absolutely. And then you just simply show them how prepaid legal can help them. But in a lot of situations, you may not know their want, need, and desire. So you can ask them just this. Ask a random question and say, hey, let me ask you a random question. Are you open to making extra income on the side? And so, now, why do I say on the side? I don't want them to feel like they have to leave their job. They might like their job. Does that make sense? So again, I learned this through, do you think, learn knowledge or activity knowledge? Activity knowledge. So I realized that when I just asked, hey, are you open to making extra income? They say, oh man, I've got so much on my plate right now. No way. I say, oh, well, but it's on the side. Okay, see, well, why not just say that, right? So that's an example of the leading question. There was a guy who was lugging these paints, heavy paint cans when me and my brother Chris went to Walmart to go to get a fishing license. And Chris said, wow, he was just, that paint looks like it can get heavy after a while. He goes, I ain't going to be doing it much longer. And Chris was like, my brother Chris said, oh, really? Why is that? He goes, well, I'm retiring in 6 months. And he was like, oh, wow. He was like, well, how long you worked at Walmart? I've been at Walmart Corporation for over 20 years. He was like, wow, 20 years. He goes, man, I bet you got a good retirement. He goes, are you kidding me? I've only got $20,000 to retire on. How many agree that's a good want, need, or desire? Can you show that person how prepaid legal can fulfill it? Here was the question. Well, hey, if I can show you how to make more money, show you how to make more money or money doing something else, would you be open to that? He goes, no. What happened to the approach? Do you think he wants another job?
No.
What does he want? He wants retirement. But do you think this question would have been better? Hey, have you ever considered doing something in your retirement to supplement your income? How many agree that might get a better response? Can you all see how these little things can help make a huge difference when you're talking to people? Huge. Okay, so that's your leading question or example of that. 15-second commercial, I lead in with two things. The opportunity of making money and identity theft, because it's two of the hot topics out there and everybody knows about it. Everybody wants to make money and everybody knows about identity theft. So I say, my commercial will sound something like this. I work with a company that helps protect people against the growing problem of identity theft. It's something you can do around any busy schedule and the pay is incredible. That's my commercial. Okay? I pause for just a second and then I go to the next step and ask for permission. The reason why I added this is because I actually handed out a DVD once. I did the first two steps, but I was at Best Buy and I went up to the lady. She was helping me and I was buying this product and she was serving me. Okay? She was assisting me with this purchase. And so I did the first two. She was really sharp and I thought, hey, you know what? Here's a DVD. I want you to take a look at this. And she goes, no. And she walked off and somebody else had to assist me. She wouldn't even talk to me. And I thought, well, you ever heard the expression plan, do, review? Okay, I did a lot of plan, do, and reviewing to find out what could I have done to get a better response or to avoid that uncomfortable situation for me and her. And I thought, I didn't ask for permission. So if I would have said, if I got you some information on that, would you be open to taking a closer look? Would you be open to it? See, if I asked for permission like that, and she says yes, now she's open and ready to receive my information. She is a now qualified prospect. Qualified. She's open and ready to receive my information. And most people never qualify other prospects. They end up turning them into a suspect. So, again, these are three steps that will help you so much in exposing people. Now, Mr. Hall, can I have you role play with me real quickly?
Sure.
Okay. I want you to, now we haven't planned this, okay? So I want him to be just be a normal prospect. Maybe hard for you to do. Yeah. You know what, Mark, let me use you. Oh, I'm just kidding. Oh, okay. So, Mr. Hall, I want you to be a normal, just what you think an average person would respond to this, okay? You'll act like he's not average or something. Okay, so, hey, Mr. Hall, let me ask you a random question. Are you open to making extra income on the side?
Sure.
Are you? Well, hey, I just started working with this company, helps protect people against identity theft, and it's something you can do around any busy schedule, and the pay is absolutely incredible. You know, would you be open to making some extra, or would you be open to taking a closer look if I got you some information on that? Is he open? Okay, so I asked for permission. Now I can get him information because he's ready to receive it. And you know what's interesting? Let's say he's in the cold market. I don't know him. Okay, maybe we're just at a store together or we started a conversation and I get into this. Okay, I don't know who this person is. I don't even have his phone number. But if he says that, Wouldn't you agree that he's probably willing to give me some form of contact information? He has to, because he already said I'd be open to receiving information. How do I get him information if I don't have a way to contact him? And some people say, well, I have a hard time getting people's phone numbers. Not if you do this. Because you're doing it right. Okay, now I want you to be a very challenging associate. You'll be good at this. Okay, so not associate, I'm a prospect. I want you to be, I want you to politely say no to everything I say or ask, okay? Just don't say yes about anything, but politely say that, okay? Because, I mean, be more typical like a prospect. Hey, let me ask you a random question. Are you open to making extra income on the side?
Not really.
No, okay. Well, you know, it's probably not for you, but I just got started working with this company that helps protect people against the growing problem of identity theft, and it's something you can do around any busy schedule to make extra income. The pay is absolutely incredible. You know, again, it's probably not for you, but do you know, I happen to know some people that would be open in today's economy that is looking to make extra income?
No.
Okay. So what did I do? I asked for referrals. Okay, so even though he said no and he's not qualified, I still ask for referrals because I can possibly get something. But you know what happens every now and then? They'll tell you no at first, and then you go into your commercial and they realize, oh, that sounds interesting. And they're like, you know, maybe I am interested. Tell me a little more about it. Just see how that works? Okay, but it doesn't hurt to go ahead and ask. And it's funny how people just get totally off track when they're doing this. And they're like, hey, have you heard of a growing problem of identity theft? Oh, yeah, you know, my sister had this LifeLock product, but it doesn't work. Yeah, I know, that stuff doesn't work, you know. And, you know, you got to try our service because it's the best. And did that have anything to do with this? No, and it's like they just totally get sidetracked, you know. Or they ask them a question, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, so what exactly do you do? You know, that question gets new associates all the time. So what exactly do you do? I already told them what I did. So what am I going to say? I repeat what I just said. Well, like I said, we help protect people against the growing problem of identity theft and something you can do around any busy schedule. Requalify. Would you be open to taking a closer look? Okay. You see how that works? So it's just 1, 2, 3. You just simply follow this. It's your roadmap to get a qualified prospect. So let's continue to move on. Expose now. This is one of the biggest things I want to share with you. Is expose them now. Now, I sent out an email once to some of the people in my organization to say, look, if you're having challenges, call me. And I just got blown up. I don't know what it was. It was something about the email and how I worded it. But my voicemail blew up. My email box, my text messaging. Just people like, yes, 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 I want your help. I want your help. And what I found out is literally I was on the phone all day with those people. And every single one of them had the same challenge. How do you get people to view the information? How many of y'all know people have a challenge? Okay? And so then what I want to share with you right here is how you can get people to view the information. So a lot of times what people do is they just hand out DVDs like candy and they think that that's the only thing you need to do. And some will watch it and some won't. See, a lot of times when people get started in prepaid legal, they're so excited about their business that they think, you know, they've watched a DVD, they went to a private business reception, then they went to a business briefing, they went to a core training. They're jazzed out of their mind. Okay? So they've seen a lot about prepaid legal. And they think that everyone else is going to be as jazzed as they are. So they say, you know what, I've got 300 people in my email. I'm just going to send out an email to all of those people, and they're all going to go look at it because they're so excited. They're going to be as excited as me, and I'm going to get rich overnight. But new associates sometimes think like that, right? And here's what they're missing. They're missing that those people have not seen the same thing you've seen. If they saw the same thing you've seen, they'd be as excited as you are. But they haven't. Okay? So again, it's just the expectations are off. For sometimes when new associates get started. And so, if you just send out an email, you'll be lucky to get 1% to actually take a look at your information. If that's all you did. If you call them and personally invite them to take a look at something, or you hand out a DVD, you'll be lucky to get about 50% to actually watch it. Give or take. But how many of you like to know how you can get 100% of the people to view your information? Okay? Well, here it is. It's real simple. It's like, Luke, work with me here, okay? Hey, so I go through that approach that I just taught you. He says he's open to getting some information and say, hey, great. Luke, do you have about 5 minutes right now? Now, Luke has no idea what I mean by asking that question. He probably thinks we're going to talk for about 5 minutes. But am I going to talk? Do we talk?
No.
We use third-party tools. So I say, hey, Luke, what I want to do is I want to get you some more information to find out a little bit more about it. And I've already asked for the time up front, so I know he has it. Right? So then I say, hey, well, Luke, I want to get you some more information. There's a great information line the company's put together, and I want you to hear this. It's only about 4 minutes. It'll give you a better idea of what we do. Hold on just a second. I'm going to be on the phone with you because I want to be afterwards, see if you have any questions or what you liked best about it. So hold on just a second. Call the number, three-way call together. Hey, Luke, can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Now just shut up. Okay? Do I know for a fact that Luke just got exposed to pre-pay legal? Right then and there. Right then and there. I don't have to wait for a week for them to watch the DVD. I know he got an exposure right then. Okay? So this little tip, and it's not just DVDs. These are some of my favorite exposures. It's also the website. Because I can say, hey, are you in front of your computer right now? Yeah? Or I can be. And so, you know, and like for instance, say, well, I need to boot up my computer. And then I'll ask them if it's a Mac or PC. If it's a PC, I'll call them back in 5 minutes. If it's a Mac, I'll stay on the line. But I'm just kidding. They'll say, well, you know, literally, I want to stay there with them because I want to get right back to get them the information. Hey, go to this website. Yeah, punch this in. Yep, put your name and information there. Yep. And do you see a video playing there? Perfect. Hey, watch that. Let's get back together in just a few minutes. Do I know for a fact that they're being exposed to prepaid legal right now?
Yeah.
Isn't this simple? Isn't that simple? But people don't do it. That's how you can get more people exposed in your prepaid legal business. So let's move on. Again, we talked about the power of three. Once you've exposed them immediately, then you want to move to a three-way phone call. Okay? Three-way phone calls, again, are one of the most powerful tools that you can use. This is where questions and concerns are dealt, but you don't want to get into too many of them. Okay? You want to leverage the system. So if they want to know more and they're interested, then the expert's simply going to invite them to a live event. That's the next step. So again, to invite them to learn more. So the presentation, there's two ways that we can do that. One is we take the people to the meeting, or we can take the meeting to the people. Okay? So often people think, well, I'm going to invite them to the business briefing, and they don't show up. Anybody had no-shows? Right? We all do. Okay, so you invite them to the meeting if they don't show up. Anybody had PBRs and no-shows? Okay? I've showed up and the host didn't show up. So you're going to experience that. So when people don't show up to the event, then they think, oh, if they're not going to show up, fine, they must not be interested. No, not necessarily. You call them back, see if they're interested, and then take the meeting to them with the third-party tools. Do a sit-down presentation. Okay, so there's two ways you can do that, but you don't want to wait, and you certainly don't want to build just week to week. See, that's how we used to build. When we first got started, all we knew was, hey, expose them and wait till the business briefing comes around. All right? You want to look for every opportunity. I know there's several lunches that go on in this marketplace. You can build from lunch to lunch to PBRs. You should look to build, do the first exposure with the website and sizzle call, create that interest, and then look for the next exposure that you can get them to, the next live event right away, whether it's a PBR, luncheon, or if it is the business briefing. It's the next one you want to get them exposed to. So closing is real simple. Where should the closing take place? It should take place in a live event. That's where they sign up. And it's real simple. What'd you like best? That's the money question. The more times you ask that question, the more money you're making. Do you see an opportunity here with prepaid legal? Do you see an opportunity for yourself? Are you prepared to get started? How many agree that's pretty simple?
Yep.
Okay? You know, what's also important about closing or not closing, I don't really like that term because it's more of a sales term, but I like at least asking for the sale or whatever you want to say. It's just inviting them to get started. There's a difference between being people-dependent and system-dependent. See, people-dependent is when you have one person who's the closer. Okay? And where you make this massive circle, and the closer gets in. There was a guy down in California, and this is what he did. He would get this huge circle up. And he was like, hey, excuse me, can y'all move out of the way? We're trying to make a circle up here. Yeah, can you please scoot back? Thank you. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, let's circle up these chairs. Yeah, a little bit more. Can you all scoot back a little bit more? Yeah. Okay, great. All right. We got a circle? All right, wonderful. And everybody else is doing their own little thing. And this guy goes, all right, great. Listen, and it's such a big circle, he has to yell for everybody to see him. So he goes around the room. He was like, hey, great, you see an opportunity here? All right, you signing up? All right, you signing up? Great, all right, give him a hand, folks. And they're all clapping. Everybody else is looking over there like, what are they doing over there? And then this guy looks at this one guy. He says, hey, listen, he goes, you signing up? He goes, well, I don't really know. He was like, listen, you spent more than $1 a day anyways. You probably spent more than $1 a day right now just today, didn't you? He goes, no. He goes, you didn't spend any money today. He was like, no, I didn't spend any money. You bought a bottle of water, didn't you? No, I didn't buy a bottle of water. You meant something. No, I didn't spend anything, okay? He goes, that's because you're broke. You need prepaid legal. Yeah, that didn't fly very well. We had people quit that night. But that is people dependent. See, he was the closer. There was a guy who was a director and busting it in that organization. How, I don't know. But he was busting. I mean, he was doing really, really well. And one day the closer didn't show up. And he came to me and was like, hey man, so-and-so's not here. Can you help me close out my people? I was like, no, it's easy. You do it. What'd you like best? Do you see an opportunity for yourself? You're prepared to get started. Just ask them those questions. It'll be really easy for you. That's system dependent. Does that make sense? It's just turning your chair over to your guest and saying those simple questions. That's how easy it is. Because when they've seen the presentation, you don't have to go back and resell them on everything they just heard for the last hour. You just ask them those questions because either they got it or they didn't. Okay? So where am I here? Okay. So folks, those are the keys to building the business. If you apply these things, you will have success in prepaid legal. If you master these things, you will have success in prepaid legal. And when I say master, there are so many more details that I didn't get into today that I couldn't possibly. I could take one subject and train on for the whole time. But that comes down to mastering each one of those subjects that I covered. It's committing to the process. It's committing to having a brighter future for you and your family. And you know you can accomplish it here in prepaid legal because we have a book that documents it. One of my favorite quotes that I've ever seen is this one right here. And that's by, I don't even know how you say this guy. Goeth. Yeah, whatever. That's why I don't know how to say it because nobody else knows how to tell me. It says, until one is committed, there is hesitancy, a chance to draw back. That moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves. You know, I remember I was the last time I was here, Lucas was sharing this, and I said, you know, Lucas has 41 counties. He's a director 41. He's a decision away from executive director. And he said, you know what, after he put me on the spot, I had to go executive director. And he did the next month. But he committed. He decided, you know what? And you know, did you have challenges? Absolutely you have challenges. But guess what? If you're committed, providence moves. And then it says all sorts of things occurred to help one that would otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events, issues from the decision raising in one's favor, all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance. People will come out of the woodwork to make sure the goal happens. If you are committed to the goal, which no man could have dreamed of would ever come his way. You can't see all the things that will take place if you're committed. Whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. Folks, that is probably one of the best quotes I've ever seen on commitment. And what I hope that you will do is commit in your business. Commit to your family. It's amazing that people will take a no for their boss. They'll take a no, you know, for, you know, in other areas of their life, but they won't take no's for their family and a brighter future. If you seriously decide, like for instance, this store right here, anybody heard that expression, burn your ships? I want to end on this story. There was a well-known, famous Spanish conquistador named Cortez. In the 1500s, he went out to conquer the riches wherever he could find them. And he'd heard that the Aztecs had a bunch of gold and silver and all kinds of riches down there. So he says, well, let's go down to the riches. Now, folks, my point of telling this story has nothing to do about him robbing and taking advantage of the Aztecs. It has nothing to do with that. I want you to get the point of the story. He goes there with 300 men and 11 ships, a very small army. And he goes in and he tells his men when they get on the beach, he says, men, we are going to fight and we are going to win. And then they were like, yes, they're all excited about it. And he sends his men back to go burn their ships. And then they start to question their leader. What do you mean, burn your ships? How are we going to get home? You know, are you kidding? He says, men, go burn those ships because we're not going back in those ships. If we're going back, we're going back in their ships. Now, how many agree that if you have a leader like that, that you can get behind someone who's committed like that? Because there is no chance for failure when you decide that, you know what, we're going to win this thing, and I know the odds are against us, and we're going up against a civilization that have been around for many, many centuries. But yet they went in with their 300 men and conquered that civilization. It was a leader like Cortez that inspired 300 men to be able to do that. What kind of leader are you going to be in your business? And do you have the commitment necessary? So often, people, they are not willing to burn their ships. See, the people that succeed in the PhDs I talked about, poor, hungry, and driven, those are the people at the end of the rope of life, and they only have one way to go. But a lot of times when people leave their doors open, they're like, they have so many different options that if they have challenges in prepaid legal, they're like, oh, you know what? Ugh, this is tough. I'm just going to go do this. I could have very easily have done that in chiropractic. I could have said, you know what? I would have a great income, great lifestyle as a chiropractor. I'm just going to go do that because that's the easy road. I've already got the education. I'm ready to go. I just need to open up shop. But I didn't ever even consider that. Because I knew that prepaid legal would provide me a greater life and lifestyle than I would ever have practicing chiropractic. Folks, I know that if you follow these things that I trained on today and you decide and commit to those things and burn your ships, there is no other option but up. And I wish that for all of you. Thank you.
All right.
Some good stuff. Good stuff. Man, I feel bad for anyone who missed this event today. They missed some pearls of wisdom that, I mean, I remember taking notes on some of those stuff years and years ago, and it's just all coming back to be the events that, you know, we got those notes on. And it's just funny how, you know, it's been years since a leader came through this marketplace and trained on that stuff. And it may be years again before those exact puzzle pieces are shared in this marketplace. And what if it's that puzzle piece that you need to then take your business to the whole, you know, next level? And so, you know, we definitely can't say thanks enough to Dr. Hughes, who not only gave us time away from his wife and his kids, but came out here on the week of his birthday, away from his family, spending time here. This week, while he was hanging out at my house, showed him some of the new camping and hunting gear and stuff like that that I've been, again, buying my own gifts, building up my stuff. And one of the comments he said, oh man, I need to get some stuff like that because, you know, my boy's getting old enough. He's going to be joining the scouting program and he's going to need to go out camping. He lives in a beautiful, beautiful home right at the base of the Rocky Mountains. You know, last time I was out there, he took me flying. We went flying up over the mountains and hit some serious turbulence up there in the mountains and just had a great time. And he's like, oh man, I need to start getting some stuff like that. And so, this month, the gift that we're going to give our guest is, we're just going to give him some of the equipment that I had picked up, a brand new backpack so he can go out with his boy and his wife, go do some serious hiking. And this is a very nice backpack for you there, bud.
Appreciate it.
There's also, as another special gift, inside that backpack, our regional manager from Southern Utah, Gabby, threw in another special gift for you. There's a red shirt in there. I just, she knew that he was going to be remodeling his basement and needed a painting shirt. So, and we didn't want him to get any paint on the blue one. So that just shows how kind we are to think of your wardrobe at home. So again, give it up for Dr. Hughes. All right. I'm so excited about what we have coming up here in the next few months. Just on our way home from snowmobiling yesterday, we got a phone call from a guest that confirmed 2 months down the road that we've been waiting. Oh my gosh, I've been trying to get this person here for years. And they called me back and said, I'm going to make it happen. And Mr. Wilkinson has lined up some other, you know, multi-millionaires for the next, like, 2-3 months after that. I mean, the guests coming through here are just off the charts. You know, every guest coming through for the next 6 months is multi-millionaire because of Prepaid Legal. I mean, the people that you are going to see coming through this marketplace is going to blow your mind. So with that said, let me show you who is coming this next month. Roll the video.
Hello, we're Tony and Marcia Hughes.
Woo!
From Valley, Arizona.
Why don't you guys come on in?
We moved here 3 months ago, and Tony actually came here 2 years ago to work with an associate, and he came home and said, we're moving to Arizona. And I went, okay. And he actually even told my family, and they'd come up to me and say, Marcia, are you moving? No, just don't worry about it. Just let him talk. He'll get through it. And so he didn't. He just kept talking about it for a year. And I said, okay, if we're going to move there, you better take me there to see if I like it. So he flew me here in the fall. It was about a year ago. And I loved it. And then we kind of were preparing our younger kids, and so we brought them here in the spring. They were excited. They actually came in this home and were pretty happy, and they said, if we move to that home, then we'll let you move.
And so, they like the swim-up bar. Yeah. That's what they wanted. So right now, we're in actually our family room. We love this room, the tall ceilings. We love our entertainment center that holds our big screen and all of our stereo equipment, some of our leadership books over there. And this is one of the things that we really love about this house. It's kind of the centerpiece. It has our wine closet, kind of a butler's pantry, lots of water. We get thirsty here in Arizona a lot, so we stock it full. And just a beautiful iron door that was built in with the home. Very heavy, heavy door. And if you'll follow me over here, I'll show you our formal, kind of, this is our living room over here, and we feature some of our antique pictures here of our family members, my great-great-grandmother and great-great-grandfather. And one of the things that's really nice about this particular room is just the painting that's on the wall. It's really, if you were to feel this, it's very, kind of feels like a leather material. And of course, we're very excited about the warm fireplace because, you know, it gets freezing here and down in Tucson, Arizona, Oro Valley, and so we're excited to be able to kick that baby on.
This house was only 2 years old, and it was custom, and she had a decorator in here that painted the walls a lot like we had some of our walls painted at home that I just love. And she had all the things already done, and I knew once we moved in here, we wouldn't have to change anything, and that was another plus, so we could just add our things and our touches to it.
Welcome to our master bedroom. Come on in. This is one of our favorite rooms in the home. Of course, our bed, and we have our fireplace. place here just in case it gets cold here in the wintertime in Arizona. My wife's got her favorite place in the home here, her little getaway.
This is my little retreat where I can just come in here and watch some TV or read a book. Just enjoy myself. This is another favorite room in my home. This is my big kitchen, which I love the size of. I can have four or five people in here helping me fix dinner and we don't bump into each other. I love the granite countertops and the stainless steel matching appliances. I like how they integrated the stone under the bar to match the rest of the home. This is really my dream kitchen. I love it.
It's a big kitchen, the biggest kitchen we've ever had.
There's lighting everywhere, and I just like that at night to turn on all the little different lights on, under the cabinets, and just it feels peaceful, and I have just absolutely loved it.
I love the backyard. The putting green is kind of one of my favorite parts. We have a really nice putting green with two chipping areas where I can actually get the pitching wedge out, and the kids love that. I like the cabana in the backyard. It's fun. There's a big barbecue with rotisserie, and there's a big ice chest and refrigerator, and there's a sound system out there with a big Sony television, and so when I entertain, you know, people can come down and they can actually swim up right to the bar, and that's just fun aspect. I like the waterfall in our backyard, just be able to sit back there and just kind of do a little bit of chilling and have that beautiful sound of the waterfall. Sometimes I'm even in the pool, and it's funny because people will hear water splashing and they'll say things like, what's that noise in the background? I go, well, oh, it's just a little bit of water. And they go, where are you? And I go, well, I'm in the pool and you're hearing the waterfall that's kind of splashing. I'm sorry I didn't turn it. You're in the pool on a floaty with a waterfall going on? And yeah, I'm sorry, but it's just kind of fun to be sitting out in the pool. You know, one of the nice things about prepaid legal and working hard and building a nice team is you get to be able to go out and buy a nice car. And so we went out, bought me a new Infiniti QX56, sitting on some 20s. I love this car. It's got the backup camera, navigation, Sirius satellite radio, pretty much everything I need. And then we saw the new Chrysler 300C, and my wife fell in love with this car. It's black and chrome, so we're kind of twinners. I think you like it.
It's got a Hemi in there. All you need to know.
What I'm really excited about, though, is about a year ago, my brother Chris, his wife actually picked him up a brand new car. And so my wife was kind of feeling bad for me, and so she actually got me a new ride. You know, I'm sorry to one-up my brother Chris with a 745 IL, but I had to do it. Thanks, honey, for the new ride. I appreciate it. I love it. It's sweet.
Okay, so here's the deal. It's mom and me against you guys.
We have five children now. Our oldest son is Todd. He's 20 years old.
He's in Utah right now. Todd is... he actually is in prepaid legal. He's a director with three directors. He was gung-ho, was coming to all the meetings, and he was very excited about it. He's kind of...
found out what girls were.
He's kind of a red personality like Tony, but a little bit more laid-back than Tony. Todd loves to snowboard. He loves to be with friends. He just has always been that way. I'm going here, I'm going there. He just has always liked to be around friends. Trey is 18 years old. He just graduated from high school in the spring, and so he's still in Utah, too, and he's going to college right now.
Prepaid legal associate.
He's a prepaid legal associate that I think he's been to one meeting, maybe. So we just made him an honorary prepaid legal associate. If you've ever taken those color tests, the one where the yellow is pure fun, he took one of those in high school. He was all yellow.
100%. He's
there
put on
was, I think, one tiny thing in there that was blue where it's the sensitive side of him. So he's just fun to be around. Everybody
great
loves
kid
to be around Trey. Haley is our next one. She's 15. She's a sophomore here in high school. And she is very driven. always has been a great student. She is another one that always likes to be doing something. She's not content to just sit around and watch television. She wants to be going. She belongs to, I think, three clubs. She wants to be with friends all the time. She is daddy's little sweetheart.
She cannot do anything wrong, and anything she wants, she just needs to ask her daddy.
She knows it. She knows it. And then we have Tate, and he's 12 years old. And Tate just is a joy.
He's a platinum 24 in training. He's got a great personality. He makes friends like that. People love him. His friends love him. And he is a passionate skateboarder. He lives to skateboard. Just a fun, fun kid.
The other day he asked me, "Mom, what are your dreams for me?" And I just told him, "I just want you to be happy. I want you to be happy in whatever you do. I want you to be a good husband and a good father, and that will make me happy." So I thought that was pretty insightful for a 12-year-old.
Savannah.
And then our little baby is Savannah. Savannah is definitely my little girl. She's a mini-me, and she loves me, but she's very driven, like Tony. She gets really good grades, doesn't want to make any mistakes.
She is a perfectionist, is what she is.
She plays the piano, and she takes gymnastics as well. And she is also just loves to play with friends, just loves to be around people, loves to be around her brothers and sisters, and loves to be able to do anything with us.
You know, it's just priceless to be able to spend the time with my five kids. There's not another dad that I know that gets to spend the kind of quality time with their children. I mean, be able to walk our daughter to the bus stop every single day, be able to walk our son to the bus stop, go to all the football games, you know, attend the piano recitals, the gymnastics meet. I've got DVDs stacked to the ceiling of all the wonderful events that we've been able to spend with our children. And if it weren't for the network marketing industry and prepaid legal services and the team that we've developed, the leaders that we've developed, none of that would be possible.
How are you guys? How are you? Good.
You. That's where they live.
Once you get to know me, you know that I'm from Texas and I've got a heart about that size, and I care deeply about our people. And so the more people get to know me, the more they know that, you know, that I'm a very passionate person, very emotional person. In fact, it's funny, we have a saying in the Hughes family, there's two things you can't do. You can't outpopulate us, and you can't outcry us. And so, you know, our team, once they get to know us, they know that my emotions run on the surface and that I love people. And there's nothing more that drives me than to see people come from, you know, poverty to having success. That motivates me more than anything. We have the sad days when we meet people that become our very good friends, and over the years, for whatever reason, they kind of fade away. But the one thing that people can always count on from Tony and Marcia Hughes is that at the end of the day, we're going to be here for you. We're going to always be here. You can always count on us. And you don't have to worry about us going anywhere. You know, one of the things that we believe in the scripture says where there is no vision, the people perish. And so one of the things we like to do is give our team a vision of what hard work is all about, and helping people and staying with the game, and just having that, you know, I will not be denied attitude. And so we'll have lots of parties at our house. We really enjoy that. And I think it's important, very important, to let people come and see the kind of lifestyle that we have. And when they see the vision and they see what's possible, if they'll just follow in our footsteps, if they'll just put people through the systems and follow Mr. Stonecipher and listen to what the company says, they can have this too. They can have this and a lot more. In fact, we challenge everybody on our team. We want everybody on our team to have a bigger house, to have nicer cars, you know, to have more freedom, because we just know the rewards that come from that type of activity. If our team is excelling and succeeding, then we know that the compensation plan is going to reward us too. And so I just love that part about the business. Once you've served enough people, once you've helped enough people, like Zig Ziglar said, you know, if you help enough people get what they want in life, you'll get what you want in life.
Okay, well, this is how the Hughes do it in Arizona. We've really enjoyed showing you around Tucson and our lifestyle and our home. Prepaid Legal has done all of this for us and can do the same for you.
All right, let's go finish up the last two holes. You have a lot of catching up to do.
Oh, all right.
All righty. By the way, his son, when this was filmed, that was a director, is now a silver executive director, on track to, you know, pick up the six-figure ring here very shortly. I mean, think about that. To have one of your kids in their 20s making a six-figure income, never knowing what it's like to have a boss that tells them, you can't go to your kid's soccer game. You can't have this time off for a family reunion. You can't take your wife on those nice trips because their family is growing up Prepaid Legal associates, probably whether they like to or not. If you know Tony, you will be an executive director on our team. Do not embarrass the family. Like a mafioso boss, but you know, I met Tony years ago before he was in Prepaid Legal. He had a house right up here in Sandy, right off of 90th South. And it was a small, humble home. He used to sell dog food. He used to sell dog food for the Iams pet company. Went from, you know, dog food salesman to now multimillionaire with Prepaid Legal. And he was here in the early days of Prepaid Legal. He was here when Prepaid Legal literally started in the state of Utah. So he did it through the tough times, but he stayed the course. He stayed committed. And I love what Dr. Hughes talked about today. Obviously his brother, Dr. Hughes, David Hughes, he said, you know, are you committed? Are you going to say, well, yeah, I'll come back. I'm going to get my ticket today and I'll come back. I'll be here next month. Or you can have a vision and say, you know what? I'm not coming back alone anymore to these events. I'm coming back with a row. We're going to fill up a row of people, which will eventually turn into two rows, five rows, 10 rows, a section. And next thing you know, financial issues are a thing of the past. But it starts with that commitment. Are you going to stand here on the edge and say, I don't know if it will work. I don't know. I don't know if the system works. I don't know. And bail out? Or are you going to trust that every single person that follows the system consistently over time eventually has success? We're all fishing in the same pond. It's called the general population. I didn't have a secret way of finding Mr. Burns. I didn't find him. I just kept being consistent. I kept giving out the DVDs. I kept showing up to the events. I kept taking people to the trainings. And eventually they found people that retired me and my wife. That's the system. So I'm going to invite you to come back next month with more people than are here on your team this month. Don't say I'm going to try to do it, because try is just failing with a little bit of honor. Say I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. Okay? So for those of you that are going to do it, you can get your ticket for next month's event for Mr. Hughes, $20. Or you can pick up 5 tickets for the price of 4 today. 5 tickets for the price of 4. The other benefit that gets you today is that for every ticket you purchase, we put your name in a hopper at the end of the year for an exotic vacation. Those 5 tickets that you can then, you keep one, you can sell the other 4 to your team or recruit 4 people, whatever you're going to do, they'll show up here. You benefit from them being in the audience, but you have 5 tickets on your name for the cruise, for the trip. Hey, the benefit of having them here is worth a ton. But now you got a lot higher percentage chance of, again, winning that vacation. So I strongly encourage you. They have the ability to take credit cards or cash, or at the back corner of the room. Ladies and gentlemen, April 17th, Mr. Hughes is going to be here. And then he is committed, after that Super Saturday, to stay the entire next week and do every breakfast, luncheon, briefing, training that we can put him in front of our people. So think about this. You bring a bunch of people to that event on the Saturday. They sign up 5-10 people on your team. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to have 2-3 events every single day that your team can start plugging into. Some of you that take this serious could in that 1 week of time add 30, 40, 50 people to your team. But it all starts with what is your commitment today moving forward to that event. Thank you for being here today. We'll see y'all next month. I've been waiting for my dreams to turn.